scientists have announced a revolution in 3D printing. Rather than building things up layer by layer, which is the traditional approach, University of Florida scientist Tommy Angelini prints things inside a gel material using a hollow needle. The gel contains tiny particles that mean it moves easily when pushed by the needle, but otherwise remains as a solid, supporting whatever's been printed inside it. Right now, it reproducibly prints tumours for testing anti-cancer drugs, and in the long term, entire human organs look likely.
We've invented a new 3D printing technique that allows a huge diversity of extremely soft materials to be printed with minimal constraints on the choice of material. Anything that you could push through a needle and that you can trap into space. And so that includes things like living cells. That's one of the most important applications. Small microscopic particles and large molecules that can be linked to form solids.
So does that mean, in theory, you could take a structure like a kidney and you could potentially 3D print a new kidney?
Yes and no. One of the current directions, one of the major directions we have going on right now in our research is 3D printing living cells into complex structures that one day we hope that we have the sort of level of sophistication and complexity to make something like a real kidney. One really cool area that we've recently got into is printing three-dimensional replicas of organs and tissues from real patients. Brain surgeons, for example, have this very tough job of looking at, say, where a tumor is in the brain based on an MRI or a CT scan and trying to figure out how they're going to go do this surgery. We are currently working with a neurosurgeon who does this very thing. He looks at a three-dimensional scan of a brain and has to figure out how he's going to do the surgery. What we can do is take that same scan that he studies and 3D print a replica of that brain out of a very soft, water-permeable material and let him practice on it. The ability for surgeons to recreate organs and tissues that they can practice surgeries on and that they can train their students to do surgeries on will totally transform the standard of surgical practices.
You better tell us actually how this works. What's the technique for being able to print these soft structures with this degree of precision?
We take a bath of this material, which we are calling a granular gel medium. Granular because it's made up of small microparticles, so small grains. Each one of those grains is made out of polyethylene glycol and polyacrylic acid. This stuff feels like and resembles in many ways hand sanitizer. And you can imagine if I were to take a needle and dip it into a jar of hand sanitizer and move that needle around, as I move this needle around, the hand sanitizer constantly gives and lets the needle move through, but then as soon as the needle passes, it solidifies again. So this type of material is actually a solid when it's left unperturbed. And as you, say, drag a needle through it, it's only locally fluidized temporarily and then solidifies again. So if we imagine that same act, but now I'm leaving material behind as I drag a needle around, I will leave a trail of material, and that material gets locked into place.
So should I be imagining a solid cylinder of material, and we're putting a probe into it at certain points to add something into it, and that's what we're slowly adding up?
Yeah, if you imagined a container filled with a clear material that has this consistency of hand sanitizer, and I then insert a hollow needle that I can flow material through. And as I move that needle around and around in a path, I leave behind a trail of cells. It could be small particles, large molecules. It's now sitting there supported by this continuum of gel that we've printed into.
And how do I get rid of the gel to leave behind my three-dimensional printed object once I'm done?
Right. So whenever we make an object, for example, in our paper, we make these little models of jellyfish. We are printing with a material that we can turn into a solid. In this case, it would be an ink coming out of a nozzle that later on we process that will become a solid. So after we print the legs and we print the cap and the entire body of the jellyfish is solidified, we can then take the entire container, pour it into, a large water bath and gently agitate. All of the granular gel washes away and what's left behind is our solid jellyfish.
So if you wanted to print with cells, can you only print one particular species of cell? Or can you come along with your needle once, lay down one type of cells in one configuration, and then come along again and overlay that with a different type of cell, for instance, to make an organ, which is lots of different groups of cells of different types?
Yeah, that's one of the best aspects of this method, is that you can come back and revisit places in space. And if I wanted to lay down a layer of smooth muscle cells, I could do that. And then I could come back with another layer of endothelial cells like this. And I could do this in concentric tubes to make a blood vessel, for example. Yeah.
Tommy Angelini, and that work was published this week in Science Advances.